Okay, let's just take a moment to settle into the posture. Maybe just have a sense of the sky above your head there. Whenever we meditate, even if we meditate indoors, we've still got the sky above us somewhere. So just have a sense of the sky and see if it has any effect on the crown of your head. And below us is the earth, so we can just have a sense of the earth below us. So try and have a sense that the posture is made between the earth and the sky. You might like to imagine that the bones of the pelvis are just very gently drawn down towards the center of the earth, while at the same time the crown of the head can be released upwards towards the sky. So becoming aware of our natural breath, try and have a sense of the length of the spine joining the pelvis to the skull. Spine with its natural curve. Running through the core of the body. And maybe remember that the spine isn't just bone, soft tissue, fluid, and more than anything, it's energy. This electric spine connecting your skull with your pelvis. And you might be able to feel a little bit of movement in the spine, particularly the lower part of the spine, as you breathe in and out. As your diaphragm is anchored onto the spine, so there's a gentle sway that can be felt sometimes as you breathe in and out. So we're going to start with our hands, just becoming aware of our hands, aware of your hands as you breathe in, and aware of your hands as you breathe out. Try and let the hands be soft, but at the same time alive, energetic. Although they're soft, they've also got a vibrancy about them. So as you breathe in, being aware of the fingers and the palms, the sensations, but also just the feeling, what's it like? Be aware of your hands, these hands of yours that do so much for you every day, allow you to be in the world in so many interesting exciting ways. Take care of yourself. Express tenderness . Prepare food, write, make things, all the different things that your hands allow you to do, different ways that your hands allow you to be part of the world, interact with the world, be intimate with others in the world. So breathing in, having a sense of appreciation for your hands. So we're linking this with our natural breath, and we're imagining in a playful way that there's a kind of secondary or energetic breath that we can place anywhere we wish in the body. So as we breathe in, we're imagining a subtle breath being breathed in through the hands. We're going to begin to slowly, in your own time, draw this breath up through the hands, through the wrists, into the forearms. So we're kind of imagining a gentle, energetic tide entering and flowing and ebbing in our hands and our forearms as we breathe in and out. Just notice, do the hands feel slightly different on the in-breath and the out-breath? What's it like to be aware of your hands and your forearms as you breathe in and as you breathe out? Try and settle. Into the elbows. Breathing in, becoming aware from the hands, through the lower arms, through the elbows, into the upper arms. Breathing in, experiencing your arms. Breathing out, experiencing your arms. Now we're going to do something a little bit more tricky, perhaps. And imagine breathing from the hands up the arms, through the shoulders, and drawing down to the heart. So don't try and force anything to happen. It's just a light, playful imagining. So I breathe in, experiencing my hands, my arms, my shoulders, and then imagining kind of drawing this secondary energetic breath down to the heart. And on the out-breath, releasing in the opposite direction, so from the heart up to the shoulders and down the arms and out of the hands. So this is a natural connection, the hands with the heart. I think in English we even have the expression for the hands express the heart. So breathing in from hands to heart, and breathing out from heart to hands. Make sure, you know, you keep the face soft and relaxed. Don't tense up. Don't try too hard. It's just playful imagining. We're not trying to make anything happen. Okay, so we're just going to let that carry on its own to whatever extent it carries on. And then we're going to go to the feet, and we're going to do the same thing with the feet, starting off breathing the soles of our feet, breathing in, aware of the soles of your feet, breathing out, aware of the soles of your feet. Into the feet, experiencing the feet as it were from inside of the feet, if you can, both the sensations but also any memories or images or feelings that happen as you become aware of your feet. Breathing in, experiencing your feet. Breathing out, experiencing your feet. And then moving up in your own time through the ankles into the lower leg, experiencing the shins and the calves. Again, you might notice that they feel different on the in-breath than they do on the out-breath. When you do this, you can of course spend as long as you like. Moving through the knees. And when you're ready, moving into those big muscles and big bones of the upper leg. So we're breathing in through the soles of the feet, right up through the lower legs, through the knees, into the thighs. And kind of releasing back down on the out-breath. Sometimes these get reversed, where we actually feel a drawing in on the out-breath. If this happens to you, just go with it. But more commonly, we tend to feel that we're drawing up and in on the in-breath, and down and out on the out-breath. So we're breathing in, experiencing our legs, breathing out the experience in our legs. And you might notice there's a possibility of two slightly different letting goes on the in-breath and on the out-breath. Let's see what it feels like. What does it really feel like? What do your legs feel like when you breathe in? What do your legs feel like when you breathe out? It's as if we're letting the legs breathe along with our normal breath. Into the bowl of the pelvis. And we're going to draw the breath together. Just see where it naturally wants to come together. For some of you, it'll be just below the navel, the hara. Some of you, it might be lower down. But just have the idea of kind of drawing the breath some point just in front of where you imagine the spine to be. And then releasing from that point back down the legs from the out-breath. So breathing in, experiencing the whole of your legs. Drawing together the breath and then releasing back down on the out-breath. Okay, keep the face soft, the shoulders relaxed. Okay, we're just going to let that carry on its own to whatever degree it does. Now we're going to draw up from the root, this is the perineum between the anus and the sexual organs there, the sort of base. So as we breathe in, we're just going to imagine drawing up from under us, as if we're drawing up from the earth, up into the body, along what we sometimes call the central channel. You might experience this as the spine itself, or you might experience it as just in front of the physical spine. Either way, you're just imagining breathing up through the body from the root. And again, it's a light, playful imagining, so don't try and force anything, and don't worry whether you're just making it up. We are just making it up, and that's fine. And you can take whatever time you need to draw up. Sometimes people like to kind of draw up from one so-called center chakra to the next. So we go from the root to the sexual organs. And up perhaps to the navel. And through the solar plexus to the heart. Breathing in and breathing out, just following our natural breath. From the heart through the upper chest to the throat. throat into the head itself, following the line of the spine there, and then up to the brow. And finally, right up to the crown. So we're breathing in, experiencing the whole length of our spine. From root to crown, then breathing out and releasing from crown to root. So we're just imagining we've got this kind of central channel that we can breathe. Soft face, yeah. Don't try too hard. You can't get it right or wrong. So we're going to put all of that together now. We're going to remember our hands to our heart. They're sort of feeding in and connecting to this central channel at the heart center. And then we're going to remember our feet and legs that can connect to the central channel either at the base or the sexual center or at the navel. Or a bit lower down, the hara, which is a slightly different system we'll be using there. But wherever it feels natural for the legs to connect with the trunk, and just feed it into the central channel. So now we're just going to spend a few minutes just breathing the whole body in this way. Breathing in, experiencing the whole of your body. Breathing out, experiencing the whole of your body.